This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge over the weekend that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The chief revealed Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the looming disaster. A federal judge dismissed former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' lawsuit on Monday night that sought to nullify two subpoenas from the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Republicans in Ohio are promoting a measure on the November 8th ballot that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in local elections, fighting back against foreign influence in our elections. If passed, it would make Ohio the seventh state to take such a stance. U.S. central bankers, 19 policymakers, are expected to keep their inflation fight in a full-court press this week. The outcome of the central bank's policy meeting on Tuesday is not in doubt. It will raise rates by 0.75 percentage point for the fourth straight time, bringing the target lending rate to a 3.75 to 4% range. When a national emergency is announced by the federal government, the Supreme Court decided it allows federal agencies to take measures to diminish your rights as a citizen. Tim Berg has more.
The Supreme Court is ruling to leave a TSA mask requirement in place. Monday, the High Court allowed a lower court ruling to stand that said the TSA could require airline passengers to wear masks during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. A California lawyer argued the agency did not have the authority to mandate masks, but an appeals court ruled the TSA can take such action during national emergencies. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The man who was accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, after breaking into the couple's San Francisco home, was charged Monday with assault and attempted kidnapping. 42-year-old David DePepe was charged in violation of federal law in connection with the assault on Paul Pelosi early Friday. Two things we learned overnight. The lead for the government's handling of the case has only been on the job since 2019, and the suspect in the case is an illegal immigrant. Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz's two-day sentencing hearing begins today, with the families of the 17 people he murdered getting their chance after roughly 5 years to address him directly about the evil he brought to their lives. Cruz apologized in court last year after pleading guilty to the murders and attempted murders. A 1974 Massachusetts cold case murderer has been able to identify the victim thanks to new technology. Tony Maruso reports.
Authorities in Massachusetts said the victim in the oldest cold case has been identified thanks to advanced genealogy technology. FBI Boston Special Agent in Charge Joe Benavalanta says the victim's dismembered body was found on the dunes of Cape Cod back in 1974.
It was a brutal death. And for the last 48 years, investigators with the Massachusetts State Police and Provincetown Police Department have worked tirelessly to identify her.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
80% of America agreeing that we're on the wrong track, okay? So what are we going to do about it? You know, we can't stay the same course, right? Because that would be silly. But we'll all see what happens in the midterm. And no question, there's extra vigilance to make sure that we do a better job at ensuring a free and fair election than we did in 2020. Wouldn't it be nice to get to that point when all elections were free and fair, and that no matter what happens with the results, there's always going to be people that will grumble about it, but, you know, may they only be a small minority, not to the numbers that exist today, because obviously when you got 60% of the country, regardless of what mainstream media and other narratives would want you to believe in calling you a denier, there's still many questions about what happened in 2020. Grover Norquist is with us right now. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. Hey, Grover, how you doing?
I am doing peachily keenly, and you?
Peachily keenly. I like that, peachily keenly. That transitions really nicely into, I don't know if you heard, but the White House is planning to offer updated booster shots to Americans this fall. It's still the same booster, except these are going to be pumpkin spice. You know, that Joe Biden, he's such a kidder, isn't he?
Did he really say that as a joke?
No, he's not that smart. Oh, you know better than that. Okay. I think it was Jimmy Fallon that came up with that, his writers over there. It was a great line. I love that. You know, it was just so anyway, a little levity in the midst of some of this serious, crazy stuff that we're dealing with. And as you write, Grover, the Democrats are proving once again how to make inflation worse. You just tax it, right? You think you're just going to tax it into oblivion. And, of course, we had eight lousy years under Obama Biden, and they've proven time and again that doesn't work. But I guess, you know, the Democrats' mantra is just we just need more time and more money, and we'll make it work somewhere. And somehow we're going to make it work, right? But it never does.
You know, they act as if they don't know what causes inflation. You can go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 millennium back 5,000 years ago. People knew what caused inflation. You clipped coins and made them worth less. You printed new paper once we had paper coins. And that's what Biden did. He printed more money to pay for $1.9 trillion plus more spending. Everybody knew what was going to happen. Even some of the Democrat economists, former Treasury Secretary under Obama and Clinton, he said, you know, this will cause inflation. So it wasn't as if they didn't know. Mm-hmm. Here's the painful part and why it's not going to get fixed. They did know. They didn't care. They were in such a hurry to get money out the door to reward all of the various constituencies, the paying constituencies for the modern Democratic Party, the trial lawyers, the big city political machines, the union bosses, the spending interests, the radical environmentalists, All of these groups need other people's money to function and to show up and vote. They don't show up and vote for free.
Right, exactly.
And so he wins the election. And what happened the minute Clinton ran? He had a stimulus package, put a bunch of money on the table. What happened after Obama won? He had that $900 billion stimulus spending program put on the table. Then comes in Biden, and the price of buying Democratic votes has gone up so much. It's $1.9 trillion dollars in cash. And by the way, there is a trillion elsewhere floating around in the federal government. Not enough.
Right, exactly.
And so he had to get that money out the door to reward his political supporters, the people who man the political machines of the modern left. And he knew that that would cause inflation. But you know what? We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. When it happened, what is interesting, when it happened, they didn't even have a good argument as to what it was. They came up later that everybody knew Putin was going to invade Ukraine
right.
later. That's when the inflation started. Of course, it was news to Biden that Putin was going to do this. So they just make up stories. Remember, it was going to be done by last December. It was transitory. It was Putin. It was this. It was that. Oh, I'm sorry. Greedy businessmen.
Yes.
Businessmen have never been greedy before. But as soon as that guy Biden gets elected, everybody becomes greedy and starts raising prices, which doesn't speak well for Biden. But I mean, anything and everything. Why do they say some of the silly things they do? What would you say? Hi. We have inflation because I, Biden, caused it with too much spending. Your paycheck went up less than inflation, so you are poorer today because of what I, Biden, and every single Democrat in the House and Senate voted for. There isn't a Democrat out there who didn't vote for this mess, not just Biden.
Exactly.
He could have done this by himself.
Yeah.
So every Democrat in the House and Senate voted for massive spending. They voted to make your paycheck less. They voted to make you poor. Your 401k, your IRA, your life savings has gone down. The American people have less in their life savings than they did when Biden, the day Biden was elected, because Biden was elected and because the Democrats had a majority of the House and Senate. And the only way to fix this is to get a different House and Senate and do what we did with Clinton. We took away his choice. We didn't let him spend the money he was planning on spending. We ended up with a balanced budget amendment. He keeps acting like he balanced the budget. Well, he balanced the budget by electing a Republican House and Senate who wouldn't get
that
money.
Exactly.
Balanced the budget.
Right.
And then when Obama did the same thing, spend too much, lose the House, mostly the Senate, we said, if you want $2 trillion in debt ceiling, we'll give it to you. We're nice guys. But you got to take $2 trillion out of your spending plans in the next decade. And that's what the sequester was. It was a huge saving. The problems we're having now we'd have had under Obama if we hadn't clipped his wings.
Exactly.
Taking the spending down to a trillion. And now we have to do the same project line and say to them, you know, you want all that money for the IRS? Not until you show us that the IRS has cleaned up its corruption, that the people who stole IRS data and gave it to some left-wing group to embarrass people so they could blackmail people with it. You know, that we know happened, but you won't tell us who did it. And until you do, don't count on getting any raises or more money. They want the government agreed to give the IRS $413 million for more cars. Now, for the IRS, there was a study by the inspectors general for the IRS, which found that the cars they have more cars than there are people with the right to drive them as government vehicles. They can't prove to you that they weren't using it for their holidays and going shopping because they have no records for how they use it, whether it's for personal or business.
Now, but they hold us accountable. But they hold us accountable, right? They want to see our receipts. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Big trouble if you don't have those receipts. They don't keep them. So we've got to tell the IRS no more money until you clean up the mess you've got. You know, they destroyed 30 million documents, people's tax documents, 30 million. They didn't tell anybody. It got found out by one of the inspectors. And when asked, did you 30 million? That's if you piled them from the ground up. That's 2 million. That's 2 miles high. 2 miles high. Okay. How many people did you have running those, through the machines to chop them up into little pieces? Or did you bury them, or did you burn them, or what? Did you build some mountain for ski, to ski off of? What would you do with 30 million documents? And the answer is, we won't tell you, okay? We ought to get an answer to that before they get any more money. And by
exactly.
the way, when asked, well, then who decided to do it? They said, we can't tell you. It would make us look bad.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Grover Norquist. Stay with us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan is experiencing a mental health catastrophe right now. Young girls in particular are being faced with severe anxiety and depression as many are forced out of schools and into arranged marriages. Consequently, they struggle with feelings of worthlessness and isolation. We at the Tide Ministry are working to use our gospel radio broadcast to bring the love of Christ to those who may not have heard the good news before. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light and take their mental health seriously. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan who need to know that God values them and has provided a place of belonging for everyone who believes in Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, continues with us. Grover broke it down brilliantly, the issue of inflation. You have to be careful and understand what inflation is. I mean, the administration would want us to think like it's some sort of, you know, uncontrolled pandemic or surprise that they didn't anticipate. No, this is something that they did themselves, as Grover clearly laid out. This wasn't some accident. This wasn't some national emergency. This is the Democrats paying off old political debts. And I think the reason it got so high, Grover, and you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but my supposition is because Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton was already planning all these paybacks with everybody. This is why she was getting so much money, spent twice as much for her campaign than Donald Trump did. She had quite the coffers, quite the treasury that had built up. And all these future promises that when I'm president, boy, you are going to get this windfall. All these political favors are going to come your way. You talk about quid pro quo. I mean, we're talking quid pro quo on a multi-level chessboard type of dynamic here. So I think that the reason, part of the reason that Biden, you know, and Barack Obama working in the shadows with him on this, you know, went so aggressively is because they lost, 4 to 8 years with Hillary not getting elected. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, completely. Biden had to pay both for the Hillary campaign and his own, and then to prepay his next one. Okay, so you have to give people enough cash to cover the next election, but you've also got to say, guys, help us, because even if you lose, we will eventually come back and refill your coffers with government cash. When Hillary lost, a lot of you guys were out billions of dollars.
Exactly.
What you expected to get from Hillary. I will pay Hillary's bills, because that means you'll fight for me. Even if you think I'm going to lose in 4 years, you still fight because someday you'll get paid back. And it's worth the effort. And look, the Democrats have spent like $40 million in this election playing inside Republican primaries, trying to nominate someone who can't win. Mm-hmm. This is a party that sees itself collapsing. They look at 30 states have Republicans running the House and Senate, 30, the vast majority. Before 1994, when the Republicans won the House and the Senate, with Gingrich leading the charge, for the 62 years before that, the Republicans controlled Congress for 4 years, 2 years under Truman, 2 years under Eisenhower. That was it. The Democrats ran this country. Presidents come and go. They can delay things, but they don't raise taxes. They don't cut taxes. Congress does. They don't pass laws. Congress does. They don't even get Supreme Court judges if the Senate doesn't agree. Congress runs America. Congress runs America. And it was Democrat for all but 4 years of 62 years. Then after 94, when happens to be the year 95% of Republicans said, we'll never raise your taxes. And since then, they've kept their word, never raise taxes. At the national level, 60% of the time, the Republicans have won the House and Senate. 60%. It used to be one out of every 15 years. Now it's the majority. The Democrats are not used to not having the legislature, which would allow them to vote these sorts of things through. They only got this one with a 50-50 margin, for crying out loud.
Right.
They're looking at this and wondering, are we ever going to be able to run the country the way we did for 62 years? Now the Supreme Court doesn't follow their commands. The Supreme Court used to move the country to the left. Now it's not pushing it to the left. It's taking it back from some of the crazy things that it's done.
Exactly.
So they have this very difficult, that's why they've been trying to change the rules. Let's get rid of the filibuster. Let's get rid of the Electoral College. Let's have redistricting done by commissions that we can stack. They're trying to change the rules. And then could we please play in your primary? Why not spend $40 million for your own candidate? Because they don't think their candidates carrying a D on their jersey can win often enough to govern. So when we look at how they behave, it's a party that sees itself in collapse. And change the rules, or we cannot win.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, think about this for just a minute. This number astounded me, Grover. When President Obama, you know, paid off all those political debts, it was estimated that 85% of these donors, for every dollar that they bundled, these guys that were bundling all that campaign money, for every dollar, imagine this, talk about this ROI, they got $25,000 back. So when you get that kind of return on investment, Why not? Why not invest in the future? Why not continue to play these games? Because that's the Beltway game. That's the Beltway economy, unfortunately. This is the way the Democrats roll, and they do it at our expense. They use taxpayers' money to fund their own elections. It's really uncanny how they do this in the back door. And the American people are just left in a stupor wondering, what the heck just happened?
It's the best investment you can make if the Democrats win. Mm-hmm. Now, as we were talking earlier, sometimes they put all the money down on 27 red and it loses. Mm-hmm. And they take all, you know, all your money, gets you nothing. But the next time you come back, that's why you need those high rates of return. Mm-hmm. You don't always get to win.
Right, exactly. But, you know, and it more than evens it out, you know, and so just, you know, to your point. But again, you know, we just want to remind everybody that this issue of inflation, all done by design, as you said, Grover, not by accident, by design. It's diabolical what they're doing to the middle class. What Obama left standing of the middle class, Biden is doing everything he can to crush it. And this is why they're not buying the narrative, you know, whether it comes from Fetterman, who's still hard-pressed to complete a sentence. Even Barack Obama is doing the Barack Obama tour. And what he is saying is not lining up with the policies or the experience that everyday Americans are realizing every time they go to the grocery store or pump gas.
The Democrats can spend hundreds of millions of dollars on ads telling you you're supposed to care about X. But when you walk down the street or drive down the street and see the price of gas every day, and you remember what it was before Biden got elected and the Democrats won the House and the Senate, you're reminded what the cost of their being in power is. When you go to the grocery store once a week or so, you are reminded of the cost of this government. And in too many American cities, people know folks just blocks away who've been robbed, raped, murdered, slashed. And they see it in the newspapers as well, even though the Democratic elected officials are announcing, why should you care that you're running for governor of New York? Why should you care about that? Well, because we don't have 25 policemen following us around in the gated community, lady. And those issues are driving the Democrats. It doesn't look good for the Democrats, House, Senate, and so on. What I do wish is all school board elections and mayor elections were in November of election years, because the biggest voter suppression that takes place in America is they put bond votes in August or April, and the local government school board things in August or April, when the only people who remember to show up are the teachers union and the government employees union and the hard left, because they know when the election is.
That's a great point. That is a great point, Grover.
Voter suppression.
You're exactly right. That is such an excellent point that you just made. How doable? I mean, what do we have to do to make that happen? I mean, that just makes so much common sense.
State by state. It can be done state by state. Every state can say, here's when you have these elections. And over time, now, the Municipal League will have a hissy fit, you know, because they all got elected under the old rules, those mayors. They don't want to have to talk to everybody. They're much happier to talk to a small number of people. All of whom can be, you know, kind of paid off and rewarded for remembering to turn out to vote. This can be done in time for the next November election.
Really? You think so, huh? Wow.
Oh, sure, yeah. I've got to do it in the red states to start with, but eventually even the blue states will want to do that.
Exactly. Wow. What a great idea. I think that we need to make that happen. Sometimes it makes you wonder and hope if we only had a king, right?
No.
Just kidding. Grover Norquist, President of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, where can they go to be in touch with ATR?
ATR.org, and I tweet at Grover Norquist, and I think Elon Musk is making things better.
Amen. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of people there in the Silicon Valley that are in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs, going, oh my, oh my. What can we say? Grover Norquist, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge over the weekend that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The chief revealed Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the looming disaster. Republicans in Ohio are promoting a measure on the November 8th ballot that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in local elections, fighting back against foreign influence in our elections. If passed, it would make Ohio the seventh state to take such a stance. U.S. central bankers' 19 policymakers are expected to keep their inflation fight in a full-court press this week. The outcome of the central bank's policy meeting this week is not in doubt. It will raise rates by 0.75 percentage point for the fourth straight time, bringing the target lending rate to 3.75 to 4% range. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
That's what we do. We call him Al. And, you know, he's the only one that comes with his personalized theme song, Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org, and he joins us now. Hey, Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Okay, just wondering if you should change it to Still Crazy After All These Years. All fun, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, it makes us wonder, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, it's enough to make you crazy, you know, and maybe as long as it's consistent, you know, we think, okay, well, it's crazy, but it's something I can count on. It's when it gets just absolutely nuts and it's all over the place, like what we're dealing with right now, when you've got somebody else, you know, running for an important position in our country that clearly has some mental incapacity in, you know, being fair. You know, it's like, wait a minute, what is wrong with the electorate? What is wrong with the leadership of the Democratic Party that keeps putting forth people that should not be up there? I mean, in a sense, it's abusive and disrespectful to the body politic to, you know, give them this kind of option. You know, somebody who obviously is impaired, Al.
I assume you're talking about Gretchen Whitmer.
We'll pick one. Fetterman, you know, whatever. Kathy Hochul. Yeah. I mean, Hochul as well. I mean, some of the delusional stuff she comes up with. Like, you know, why do you have such a thing about crime? Why is crime bothering you, Al? Why is that an issue?
That was one of the most bizarre things. And she doubled down by talking about the fact that it's like a conspiracy by Republicans to act as if we created the crime wave, that there's a crime spike.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing in a debate you say something because it's not spur of the moment. You might have some other thought in mind, and it just comes out that. But this was a double down when you're talking about a conspiracy to pretend that there's a crime spike to scare voters when everybody knows what's going on. Have you talked to anybody who's like been in New York lately, New York City, what it's like walking down, you know, just even walking down the street, wondering if the person that's coming towards you is staggering? You know,
you can't walk the street. You can't walk the street alone. I mean, your head's got to be on a swivel. And God forbid that you have to use public transportation. They're reporting public transportation, Al, is down 40%. Why do you think it's down 40%? Because they're charging too much to use the subway? Or, no, oh, that's right, because people are being thrown on the tracks and they're being jumped and abused. Oh, I get it. Okay, so it's not a very warm and welcoming sort of environment to be in.
But, yeah, we're supposed to believe it's an illusion. That's,
yeah, of course.
And that's what she's selling. She's not selling, yeah, things are out of control, and I'm working hard to fix them. You're just sort of making up the numbers. They're data deniers. That's a little clever phrase she came up with, or her people came up with.
Yeah, I know. But, Al, they're just – the thing I was going to mention this with – we just got talking with Grover Norquist, and the thing is that – the statements, they're so desperate right now. The Democratic Party is so desperate that they have totally disengaged from any reference whatsoever or connection to the truth, you know, to what you were just saying earlier. I mean, they are just wholesale lying to the people. And you go, wait, what are you doing? Are you trying to gaslight the people into somehow figuring that they're gas pump deniers, that they go to the gas station and they're paying they're denying that they're paying less. It's absurd.
Yeah, inflation doesn't exist, and if it does, it's Donald Trump's fault.
Right.
It's the gas company's fault.
And here you got the husband of the leader of the House who gets attacked, and if there could be something where they could have put a MAGA hat on this guy with his underwear running around the Pelosi's house, they'd have loved it, you know. But this guy doesn't fit the narrative, and so now they're doing everything they can and just leaving people with all kinds of questions. I mean, it's sad that somebody gets attacked. Somebody, he needed medical care, got operated, took a hammer to the head or whatever. But, you know, it's just a bizarre story. I mean, he calls 911. He knows who the guy is. He mentions him by name. And then there's a third person who lets him in, and they don't want to talk about that third person. Because when the police got there, they said somebody opened up the door from the inside, and they go in and they see Pelosi and Gentleman Dave with his hammer, you know, to the tune of Trini Lopez's If I Had a Hammer playing loud in the background. I'm just kidding. I added that for effect. But, it's like, come on. You know, but I don't, at the end of the day, it's not all... But it's just, again, the Democrats being delusional and coming up with their narrative. And you just go, well, man, just spin another tale, you know. I think this is one for the drag queen. We need the drag queen story hour with all these Democrat stories, you know. Bring them on.
Yeah. I mean, you sit there and you go, it's not even making, like you said, not even making sense that there'd actually be a right-wing conservative in Berkeley in the first place. I mean, I think they banned them at the city line. It just happens.
Well, they've been extinct for, I don't know, what, half a century at least?
Yeah.
I mean, that bird doesn't fly there.
Yeah, that alone, and the one that is a right-wing conspiracy guy is the one who breaks into the house, the Pelosi house, the third house, the home owned by the third most powerful person on the planet.
Right.
You know? Whose security people shoot people who approach her empty office on January 6th. But somebody going into her own personal crib is going to be able to waltz in without... it's a horrible story, I mean, as the details emerge. But to spin it the way they're spinning, it's like, oh, my gosh, that is so desperate. It's what the Washington Post say. You know, it's a threat to democracy. It's an attack on democracy. When some, you know, some delusional homeless dude you know, attack somebody. It's a threat to democracy. You know, if somebody attacks, you know, somebody runs over a teenager, murders a teenager days after Biden's speech, you know, basically calling anybody Republican a
semi-fascist,
Nazi, a threat to democracy. That's nothing. That's just a traffic accident. That's a parking ticket.
Right.
You know, this guy gets bailed after 5 seconds, you know,
Well, they got to keep this guy in ice for a while, because they got to run through this narrative and this story. But even Elon Musk tweeted out, you know, pretty quickly that you know, there's more to the story. You know, details are unfolding. More of the story, it'll all be put in that file, in that Hunter Biden laptop file. It'll all mesh together, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, Pelosi's personal business is his own personal business. But the one reason there's doubt goes back to the traffic his accident over the summer, when they covered up the seriousness of it, and they, you know, delayed giving him the, you know, the breathalyzer test. They hid the videos. They, you know, they quashed any stories about there being other witnesses or somebody else in the car.
Yeah, exactly. Who is this? That there was a lady in the car with him? Supposedly, I mean, all that gets squashed, like you said, right?
Yeah, and that's the point. And so, because there was so much mystery and manipulation around that, the reservoir of believability when it comes to this story is way low to start with. So they need the transparency. You need to see it. We need to see the tape. We need to see the body cams. Yeah, because the explanations just don't make sense.
Yeah.
They open the door, and there's a old guy in a wrestling match with a hammer with some other guy. You come to the house because he called 911. And you don't immediately jump on the guy, the younger guy.
Supposedly Paul said when they were coming in there, "Hey, it's okay, we're all right."
Okay. And yeah, here guy. You got yeah, the other guy here, said, "We're good."
we're good. Yeah, you know,
yeah, we got it. You know, it's just crazy. But again, it's a deflection, and they're using it to try to play it as big line of Republican violence, political violence,
right?
Real political violence.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Democrats. They can't. They don't know the truth. They can't tell you the truth. I mean, and this is the deal. Because you end up, when you talk about anything that has to do with the Democrats, I don't care if it's Fetterman, Hochul. I mean, just go right on down the list. You feel like you've descended into a bucket of gum, and you're just mired in the whole mess of it all. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the one and only Al Parada right after this.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes for the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Revival, yes, but we need repentance first, ladies and gentlemen. We got to sit in the problems that we're in. We need to really... I understand. Look, at human nature says, get this pain away from me. But, you know, sometimes we need to sit in this pain for a while to realize how messed up it is, and that also where we're responsible. What's our role in this pain that we're being subjected to, so that we really can, you know, repent. Okay, which means the turning away. So the things that brought you to that situation, this experience, you turn away from those things, get them out of your life, and start making right choices. It goes back to that conversation I've shared with you many times. I just, you know, it screams at us through the millennia. You know, God's talking to Cain, and he just surmises, just says, look at very directly, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Okay. And here we are as Americans, as this country and the world, you know, because it's not, you know, sometimes we just talk about America all the time for obvious reasons, because this is where we live. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, what's happening in America is happening all around the world. I mean, just look at world events. You go, oh, wow, in Spain, you know, Portugal, the UK, same. I mean, you know, it's a consistent theme where leadership has gotten out of control and they think that they know more than God. And so they're trying to do it their way, and the people are revolting. You got people in the streets right now, Al. They're not happy campers. And for them to come out in mass, I mean, we're talking, you know, the French Revolution all over again, where people are willing to put their lives on the line. They're starving to death. Inflation is killing them. All these governmental policies. Gosh, man, it just sounds like America, except we're just not, we're not to that point yet where the people are out in the street. But I would say that this midterm coming up, if there's any shenanigans close to what they did in 2020, then I think you will have people out in the street.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you throw in the diesel shortage and fuel shortages during winter. Things could get ugly. Things could get really ugly. Like I said, you're seeing it overseas.
Right.
And, you know, except for the leftists, you know, who riot over anything, you know, it's not generally a thing Americans get into, but it get that way really quick if things go downhill.
Yeah, all this pain is self-inflicted. It's all brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democrats, and as Grover Norquist was pointing out, this was to pay off, you know, all this political, you know, these bills that were due. You know, these promises that the Democrats have made to these big corporations and everything that, hey, look, at when we get in there, we're going to give you all this stuff. Well, you know, Hillary Clinton didn't get in. And so they had to, you know, make up for that, probably a little bit of shortfall during the, you know, Obama years. Although Obama, you know, took care of his political favors quite handsomely. Right. I mean, and people forget about this, is that for, you know, these bundlers, these people that bundled all that campaign money for, I think it was estimated for every dollar that they raised, they got 28,000 for every dollar return on investment. And where did that money come from? It came from our treasury. It came from our taxes so that the Democrats could buy votes. They buy votes en masse at a greater level so that they can go in and pound millions of dollars into these states to influence the vote, right? To what you were saying earlier. It's a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam. And it's got to stop, obviously.
Right.
But it's like, you know, again, the trillions that have been spent the last couple of years. Who's tracking it? Where's it going? Who's it really going to? I mean, infrastructure. I mean, are you seeing it? Are you seeing like massive infrastructure construction all over the place?
Well, the infrastructure deal was what, 15-18% of the trillions of dollars that went out there. Okay, the rest of it's going through the back door into the pockets of these people, of these operatives, these political operatives that got them into office, that have been bankrolling this. It's not enough that they use our treasury. Now they leverage it. And this is what I mean. You know, Nancy Pelosi talks about quid pro quo. She's the queen of quid pro quo. The Democrats are you know, they don't give up anything. Every bill, I mean, you look at it, it's so complex, and shame on the Republicans for allowing this to happen, you know, to the people, that they would allow one party, I don't care what it is, I mean, all the Republicans, they know the scam. And if they're not yelling from the top of the Capitol building and screaming about this stuff, I mean, shame on them.
Yeah.
We're getting fleeced here.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons they hated Trump, was that he would look at things like something like the building of the new Air Force One.
Yes.
He's like, I've owned airlines. I know how much airplanes cost to make. This is high.
Yes.
You're not, I'm not going to spend whatever it was, like $1.3 billion on a plane that I know won't cost, you know, it only cost about, you know, $300 million.
Right.
You know, and then what happens? He gets Boeing to, you know, get the price down.
Mm-hmm.
Biden turns around and reverts to the old contract.
Exactly.
Okay. Who's getting that extra cash? You think Boeing's not going to be, you know, throwing some of that money to some friends of Biden or something? Or
of course.
Democratic Party?
Of course. Yeah.
How do you do that? You know, the next president, whoever it is, instead of 87,000 IRS agents, I would love it if the 87,000 forensic auditors.
Yes.
That's a little geeky guys and girls who only crunch numbers, who can track down the money that's been spent for the last.
Yeah, and they can do that without a gun too, Al, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, there's geeky people don't like guns anyway. So we'll just set them aside. You don't need a gun. You know, we don't want you to shoot yourself in the foot.
Just find our money.
Yes.
I mean, you lose something, you hire somebody to find it. In this case, we've lost billions of dollars, maybe even trillions.
Mm-hmm.
Find it and let's get it back if it was somewhere where it should not have been.
Exactly.
Because,
well, the military target one, I mean, look at that. They've gone unaudited for what, you know, over a decade, at least that I'm aware of. And all that money, you can't spend all that, you know, money and there not be waste. I mean, look what happened during the era of COVID. We're still, there's $400 billion flying around. Nobody knows where it's at. I mean, how do you lose $400 billion?
I don't know.
I guess the answer is you elect a Democrat.
One way.
Right? I mean, because this was on their watch. Right.
Yeah. And wasn't that how, I mean, this is nothing new. Wasn't this how Harry Truman made his bones originally? Was that he was in charge, they put him in charge of finding fraud and military waste during World War II?
Yes, right.
And that was a Democrat, oddly enough.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like.
You got to want to do something about it. That's why, you know, he came up with the buck stops here, right? You know, so he took responsibility. You know, when was the last time that we had somebody to say, "Hey, the buck stops here"? You know, I'm taking responsibility.
Yeah, that accountability, which that's a big word, especially when you see that headline from the article from The Atlantic, one talking about a pandemic amnesty. Same idea. Oh,
right.
Let everything slide. Oh, we need accountability. Let's talk about, you know, forgiveness and all the rest of it. But no, we need to have accountability. Who knew what, when, who lied to us, who knew they were lying to us. You know, who's...
Well, that's the problem. They're throwing out all consequences, everything. It's a mindset. You talk about a pandemic. It is a pandemic in and of itself where there is no accountability. There's no consequences. You can go ahead and do the crime. You're in and out. And, you know, you don't have to pay bail anymore. And you can go ahead and kill somebody else. And that's okay. And, oh, gosh, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe you're like Alec Baldwin. You didn't really pull the trigger. It just kind of just happened. You know, whatever story you want to make up with. I mean, it's just so absurd. That, you know, that people can talk like that, just like, I mean, it's almost like, you know, I look to Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton kind of introduced this to the lexicon when he came up with that infamous, well, it just depends what the definition of is. Are you flipping kidding me? But the thing is, see, what happened is all the Democrats and some, you know, whippy politicians, you know, took that ball and ran with it. And they've developed a doctrine out of, you know, the God of is. You know, whatever is, right?
Yeah, and our perfect example at the moment would be Fauci playing cute with the definition of gain and function.
Yeah,
you know, yes. I mean, what is has to do with a little bit of, you know, a little bit of vodio-do-do in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
This was about a virus that killed hundreds of thousands of people, and this guy's lying about about it.
Because it's biological warfare, Al. That's what it comes down to. And they've danced around the edges of it and call it gain of function. But it's the very thing that the international community has verboten, said you can't do it. But these mad scientists, oh my goodness, you know, give them a beaker and things that, you know, flow over the edges. And they get all excited, you know, and yippity and everything like that. And then they start putting the world at risk. And of course, now the world population is 8 billion. So, you know, they feel somewhat justified, you know, because, you know, in their estimation, along with Bill Gates, is that we've got too many people on the planet anyway. So, you know, a pandemic here and there, and we curl, cut back on the herd a little bit. That's okay, I guess.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You're a jailer. You have one cell. Who goes in it, Alec Baldwin or Tony Fauci? I'm asking you.
Yeah, that's a serious. Well, Tony Fauci, I mean, Baldwin is, you know, one stupid mistake. I don't care what he says. I mean, that's a stupid mistake. Fauci was purposeful. There's no doubt in my mind. And if you have any doubts whatsoever, by the way, you've got to watch the documentary that is out now. It's streaming free, and it's the it's all based on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. I'm telling you, it will make you scream. But this is what the truth does sometimes. It'll cause you to scream, and we need to hear more screaming from America, because then that way we'll realize that more people are awakening to the truth, right?
Yep, preach it.
Just saying. Al Parada, Managing Editor of Stream.org. Thank you, Al. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens?